Frank. Oh, and then Joe, can you go through those line by line? And I'm like,
what were you going over?
An ordinance.
The contracting policy.
Oh, for RSVs?
Yes. And I'm looking at Joe, I'm like, really? But Joe was really ticked that Frank didn't have it buttoned down. He's like, oh, we'll just kind of go with it.
Well, you know, I don't understand. They were talking about change orders. I don't care what you bill. You've got changes.
Right.
I mean, you got to learn to live with it, but that's why you have a contract. You have to work with somebody.
But you understand what's happening?
Oh, yeah. In my office, when I worked at AT&T, I wasn't expecting that's what I wanted to change orders. We had a picture of this nice big boat. The name of it was because, you know, they underbid all your contracts and they just keep writing change orders.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's easy.
Look at the list. There is no.
And I don't mind the change orders, but I don't like the change orders on top of the budgeted amount. I want the change orders on top of the contracted amount.
You bid out the contract, that's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
The rest of that money goes back to where it comes from.
Exactly. Not spent. Oh, look, we have $50,000 left. Let's do something else.
Yeah.
No, it's, let's put that in account for the Katie Park Fund or something. That I'm just throwing that out there because that's the new hot button. But
I didn't go to, I talked to that Mike afterwards last night. I said, I know that you weren't able to be here at the last meeting. I said, if you had been, you would have heard most of the supervisors say, yeah, that's not going to fly.
Well, that's not what came across in the newspaper, was it?
I know. No, it really didn't come like come across like that.
Same thing.
Yeah. He didn't read the whole thing, no. But he says it was very long. He didn't get a chance to meet
him. But the thing is, you know, it's not a bad
thing. Why not pick up the phone and call one of the supervisors first before you come to the meeting and start spouting off how this is not going to happen? Well, yeah, we know it's not going to happen like that.
But, you know, we keep saying that, but it could happen because things could change. We couldn't get a corporate sponsor.
Absolutely. If we get a corporate sponsor that comes in and says, I'll build the park for you, have at it. We'll name it after you.
And then that.
I finally got around to asking Dennis. I said, what does that sign out in the front mean? He says, absolutely nothing. I said, then why is it there?
Because we didn't pay for it, so they slapped it up there.
It's like, what is it? We don't have a quorum yet, so that's why we're waiting.
No, it's just a
quorum. I can vote twice.
And under
I live close to Illinois.
He's not coming.
Is that a real excuse?
Yes.
Are we putting down as excuse?
Yes.
So under the game, that's all minority excuse.
Yeah, under Hill's warning over little kids in Green Bay.
What? Yes. Little light on the supervisors tonight.
Well, forward.
Hey, I guess it's a good thing that Aaron texted me because otherwise I'd be at home right now.
I would. She almost didn't show up tonight.
I completely forgot.
Completely spaced out the meeting.
I did. I was like, it's Thursday. Our meeting was yesterday.
Oh, you only lost one day?
Yeah.
Oh, I got up and wanted to go to a meeting today, and I looked at my phone, and it said Wednesday. Oh, good God, my meeting ain't till Friday.
You gained 2 days. I lost a day.
I knew the week was going fast, but it's...
Hi, girls. How you doing over there?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
But what are they, leopards or orphans?
You know, you guys could probably move on. This way.
Why don't you put Aaron there? Oh, no, Andy's sitting there.
That's Andy's. But you know what? We can put one down there by you and one over here.
Or Aaron can sit here, too, if they want to sit next to each other.
Oh, you know what? No, because David's not coming. Where's
David?
He's not. I'm not sure he's
coming. Oh, they took him off? This is hard. So yours, Aaron, yours behave a lot better than mine. Mine are at home in front of the TV tonight. They have chores to do before I get home.
Universal babysitters.
I'm pretty sure that they are not going to get their chores done before I get home. Yes.
Oh, this is more fun to read than the golf course thing.
Here, you guys, you two can sign that and then send it down to April and I'll then sign. Sign that one and send it back to me so I can...
These studies, do they think the more pages they are, the more they'll impress us?
For what?
Studies, like the golf study. Katie Park plan.
You know, I'm just disgusted that we keep spending all this money on studies and then they never go anywhere.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you know how much they spent on that Katie Park plan?
No one's talking. No one's telling us.
Yeah,
did that come out of Cruiser's discretionary fund?
Had to. Where else would it have? Oh, no, it probably came out of Parks. It
came out of Parks' budget.
But the one for the golf courses, that was done by Carthage?
Oh, Yes.
So I imagine that was probably almost free.
Oh, no. Kim, how much was the golf course study?
Oh, my God.
It was like 40, 30. 30 or 40, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was expensive. Apparently, their dentist is having his first meeting on Monday night about shutting part of the golf course.
And then Carrie's resolution is going to be on that agenda too? Was that had the referred to committee last night?
Yeah, it was.
No, it would have gone to Powers and Parks.
Oh, about I thought you were talking about signs and that.
Yeah. Didn't it get referred to Parks?
I don't know. Where did that go last night?
I thought it got referred to Parks.
I was texting my children.
Parks.
Oh, yeah, Parks.
Back to Aaron.
Back to Aaron.
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh, no, not this one.
Yeah. This one goes to April. April. Wait a second, coal miner needs to sign one.
No, that one was for yesterday.
Oh.
This one is for tonight.
Oh. Yeah, they changed the seating arrangement.
Okay.
Okay, it is 6:38. I'm going to call the Extension Education meeting to order. Are we in compliance?
We are. The meeting was posted and published January 26th and the 31st.
Okay. Is the first.
Second.
The first item on the agenda is the review and possible approval of resolutions.
Yes, and I have the resolution right here. Did you guys get a chance to print this off and look at it?
No.
I did.
Okay.
I didn't print it, but I read it.
I read it too.
Okay.
I didn't
have it. Let me just read it real quick. Whereas Ernest L. Luther was appointed the state's first county extension agent in Oneida County on February 12, 1912, and whereas 2012 marks the 100th anniversary of this unique educational partnership between the counties of the state and Cooperative Extension, and also marks the 95th anniversary of the Kenosha County UW Extension office, and whereas this partnership as pioneered in Wisconsin embodies the true meaning of the Wisconsin idea, that the resources and knowledge of the university shall be extended to the people of the state wherever they live and work, and whereas the 100th anniversary of Mr. Luther's appointment commemorates the contributions of all cooperative extension educators to the growth and development of the entire state, and whereas the cooperative extension's purpose is to teach, learn, lead, and serve, connecting the people with the University of Wisconsin and engaging with them in transforming lives and communities, and whereas the vitality of today's cooperative extension programs can be credited to the men and women of vision who accepted the challenge in 1912 to create the Wisconsin County Extension System. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors hereby commends the UW Extension, its Division of Cooperative Extension, and the Kenosha County UW Extension Extension Educators for their cooperation and support, which allows people of Kenosha County to apply the research and knowledge of the University of Wisconsin in their lives, homes, school, business, farms, and communities. Approved by Planning Education Extension Education Committee. There are two extensions on here, right in a row.
Because that's the name of the organization.
Right, but it says, and the Kenosha County UW Extension Extension Educators.
What's that?
Shouldn't it just be UW Extension Educators?
You have the ability to edit to where you pop it. You can make that change.
Well, I'm asking you because I don't know if.
Well, the title is UW Extension, that's why it sounds
right.
Awkward, but we're referred to as Extension Educators. So you could take out Extension and just use Educators.
Take a vote. What do you guys want to do? Is it UW Extension Extension Educators or UW Extension Educators? John, you were the last one to go through the program. What is it?
Your Honor.
It's for the supervisors and for the public. So if it sounds confusing to the public, then we should simplify it.
Can we put extension educators of University of Wisconsin Extension or something where you
swap them around?
I don't have it in front of me, so I can't.
And the extension educators of Kenosha County UW Extension.
Or I would let's take it out. It's too confusing. Let's just say UW Extension educators.
Would this table like to weigh in on it?
Educators.
Okay.
With what?
You're into the head table over there.
So why don't you edit that out? Because that's the original. Just take it out. And I'll make sure when the copy is sent to the county clerk's office, the electronic version, it'll be cleaned up. But at least you signed the original.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have to run down and make another copy.
Okay.
Would that
work?
So that's just a friendly amendment.
Yeah. So, do we have any questions?
No motion has been made.
Right, I know.
Yeah,
so. Motion to accept.
I have a first.
Second.
And a second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. It is approved. With the amendment.
Thank you, everyone. We appreciate that. I'll send that to the youth office, and that gets added to the list of other counties who have already and will be supporting a resolution very similar to this. Although in Kenosha County, you might have noted it's unique because it's also our 95th anniversary. Next item, Madam Chairman, is the Director's Report. The only thing I want to mention tonight is to just ask the committee if they would give consideration to any of the recommendations that appeared in the County Board Evaluation Summary with respect to this committee. There were at least one, maybe two, of those suggestions that perhaps warrant further discussion, and I just pose that as maybe a future agenda item that we could.
And I do agree. I think that we should move it to next month's committee agenda and have a discussion with it. I would also ask, Teddy, when they are setting up the room for next month, if you could move Extension Education to a separate room. I think it works better in the other room to have Extension Education over there, and then we can come back in here for planning and development.
Okay.
If that is okay with the committee?
I agree.
Okay. And then relocate back here. Public hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll add this to the future. That's all I have. So we'll move right on to our educator programs.
Super. And I volunteered to go first tonight. So, first of all, I wanted to give you all an update on our youth and governance nominations. So I'm going to go right down to schools as they are of 6:30 tonight. Bradford High School has submitted two nominations, Shoreland 1, Wilmot 3, Christian Life 5, Harborside 10, Tremper 5, Catholic Central 1, and Central High School 44. So,
sorry.
With that, I am going to our Kenosha Unified Youth and Governance members and handing them nomination forms for their respective schools so maybe they can spark some interest. The deadline is Friday. And typically, we get
a ton of them
in at the last moment. So, just wanted everyone to know that. And I also wanted just to publicly acknowledge Representative Kirkman. Her office really came through, especially in the western part of our county, with contacts out there getting us names. So, I just wanted that to be noted.
Did you say that we got some from Wilmot?
We have three from Wilmot and one from Catholic Central. So. Yeah,
good.
That's great support. And, of course, we'll take as many as we can. So.
Yes.
I'd also like to just quickly direct the committee to the PowerPoint here quick. I mentioned in my monthly report this Tech Wizards Robotics Rally that happened up at Case. This is a program between Kenosha County, Racine County, and Milwaukee County in which we have youth robotics teams that go and compete. And although I don't have the robots with me because they're actually out with the kids and their mentors, I thought I'd pass around the box because it's really cool. They use Lego NXT robots. They build these robots, they program these robots, and they compete with these robots. And we're talking about elementary school kids and middle school kids that do this. So I'll start with using governance members, pass around the pictures are on the back. But I just wanted to give you a sense of a couple of things that you did here.
So
teams ranged from size of like two youth up to some teams actually had five or six youth compete. And the nice thing is the competition was in two phases. The first phase was a robotics challenge where they were given these mats and a challenge, and they had to put their robot down, and the robot had to do things. And then they got points for what the robot did. And if the robot made a mistake or didn't do what it was supposed to do, they got time, and they got to go and reprogram their robot and bring it back. So very cool stuff. So we can see some teams here. You see the robots with the mats. You see them programming. It was great seeing these kids program on the fly. When their robots weren't functioning, they had to plug them back into the computers and go back and program. So really cool stuff. And you already saw the next slide here quick. We actually had a couple of volunteers. I didn't even know this thing existed. The 501st Star Wars Infantry Group or whatever. These are adults who dress up in Star Wars costumes and stuff. So they came and they brought like a life-size R2-D2 that this guy's been building for the last 3 years. A little over my head, but the kids were fascinated by it. So we had that. The other thing I want to point to is this lower right-hand corner. The team, there were 13 teams that competed. The team that took first place was from our very own Lincoln Middle School. So they took first place, and a team from Lincoln took third place as well. So we were well represented and competed well. And I just wanted to point out real quick, one of the things we do in addition to the robotic rally is, Hannah, you can't read it. You can look at the pretty graphs though. These were evaluation results before they participated in the program and after. And what we want to do always is see the shift, right? We want to see a shift in the numbers. This question was ability to program a robot using Lego NXT software. So we saw a shift of young people able to say that they can program a robot. This question applies to the designing and building of a robot. We saw a shift, more youth felt more confident in building and designing robots. Comfort level using the computer. Once again, we're seeing this shift where more youth who participate in the program are becoming more comfortable with computers. Same with solving problems, this shift, they're facing a problem, can they move forward? I want to participate in robotics rallies, future ones. We always like to see that shift, so they had a good time, learn some things. Can work well as a team, we see the shift. And there was one more that didn't make it on here that talked about, I want to participate in more science at school. And we saw a shift there as well, that this is engaging young people in science. So we hope to take this data, go out and recruit more mentors to work with these young people, and then get more teams going. So one last thing I want to show you, all the sponsors. This was a grant through Juvenile Justice. It's a federal grant that we got here in Wisconsin, and Kenosha is one of the sites. And of course, CASE opened up their facilities to us. All the kids had to be going through security and everything to use their things. It was really cool to see the connections between the tractors and the robots and all that, and how someday, hey, they could be working there too. So that is my time, and I'd like to quickly turn it over to Beth.
John, I'm shocked. That was, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, I know.
I worked hard.
I have a privilege of the Quad Counties, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Kenosha, Racine, got together and held a Quad Counties Project Day, which offered 7 different projects to youth in all 4 counties, a chance to do a project that they may not have leadership for in their county. We had woodworking, cake decorating, foods, beginner photography, advanced photography, rockets, beading, and foods. And with me tonight is Bree Skirl, who actually attended as one of the project person, so I'm going to let her talk about the 3 different sessions she got to go to quick.
Well, I did beginner photography, I did foods and vet science, which was pretty interesting.
What'd you do in vet science?
Well, for the vet science, we were talking about bandaging, like for animals and people, and like what a Band-Aid does, and how tight you should put a Band-Aid on. And then we sewed bananas together, with this odd-looking needle.
It was a fishing hook needle, so it had a big hook on it.
Yeah, and they used all the special tools. And it was actually pretty, really fun. It was really fun because in my future, I'm thinking about being a nurse, so it was a good experience. And then for the foods, they wanted us to like make a different type of variety of all of our favorite foods and make a Chex Mix and a smoothie. I had two samplers here.
They thought it was too much cinnamon. So that was just some of the things.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bree. And then with that, they got to practice skills. That was a good way for kids to decide if that was maybe a profession that they want to go into. We had some kids be like, I definitely will not be a nurse because I can't sew, or yeah, I can't get this photography thing down of 1, 2, and 3 and things like that. The other thing I want to make sure to invite you to is on February 28th is the 4th annual Pinewood Derby race held here in this room. We have sold about 165 cars. So, and then you got to include all the parents and all the grandparents in on this. So if you want to come attend, it'd be great to cheer them on. You can help us hand out some trophies and stuff. So that's what I have. So I'll hand it off next.
I did, all of you have a spring garden brochure in front of you. This is our big gardening event for home gardeners. And we once again have 16 different classes that people can take. If you would like more, if you know someone who is a beginning or experienced gardener, please let me know and I'd be happy to give you more. Or you can also refer them to our website, the kenosha.uwex.edu, and they can get it right off the website. Can't register on the website, but they can get the brochure on the website. So, upcoming program. Then the other thing I wanted to share with you is something that's, I think, really was very exciting today. We had our second of our 4 landscaping and grounds maintenance short courses, which is our commercial landscaping course. And the interesting thing or different thing now is after 40 years, we now are offering, as our population changes and we have many more Hispanics in the landscape industry, we have more of a need to offer simultaneous Spanish interpretation. So we started 4 years ago, we initially offered it and didn't have anybody that took us up on it. 3 years ago we offered, didn't have anyone. Last year we actually had somebody say, yes, I want to send 1 or 2 of our employees. So we had 2 people come last year and we did interpretation for them for the whole series. This year we had that company came back again, sent 2 employees again, one the same from before and then a different one. We have a company that's a very small, 2 brothers, 2 Hispanic brothers that have their own business that are coming this year that are using the interpretation. And then we had another company that sent 2 last week and they thought it was so valuable, they sent 15 today. So we had 20 who were receiving all of the same information, all of the updates, all the regimen, all of the research via headsets and through our interpreters that we hired. The other exciting part is that next week we have a number coming back, and one of our classes is on organic and low input lawn care, and that's a popular enough subject that we've actually asked for the state cooperative extension to translate that. So those materials will also be translated. So not only will they be able to hear it, but also get the actual translation of those materials. So real change in what we're doing, but it's exciting, and it was really exciting to see that. And we still, and we have 130 in this room taking that class today. So.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Wow.
Okay, next.
So just a few things from us, just a brief update on the nutrition program. Our family groups that we're working with this year, we've already met far this year. We're 57% of our and then on the back is all of our other our larger grants, the SNAP funding, and where we are in Kenosha right now. And we've actually completed a few of our sites. Bradford, the first time that we worked with them this year, it was first in Montana with their foods program and during their seminar section. And then we're done with Brass and Epsilon. And we're working our way through the rest of them. As you know, our fiscal year is the federal cycle, so we end in September. So we're around about 40% right now. So we're pretty good about that. We also are hiring for the posted for the bilingual educator student with that job description, and then we're also hiring for a not necessarily bilingual educator student, both of those job descriptions. And then our website is on the final page. People can go there with application materials, so feel free to send that out to anyone who's interested, or anyone that you think would have a good venue to advertise and to recruit for the position. And we were fortunately able to bring on an ad hoc educator this last week to help us kind of get through this period. We were hired for two people. And she's also bilingual, so that's really wonderful for us. And yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks, Amy. Next.
I had this plan of finishing what I started in November regarding agricultural statistics locally, but I will just say that it's on the table. You're welcome to look at it if you have questions. My contact information is on the back page.
Okay. Thanks, Charles.
I have two major projects that I'm just beginning to work on now, both related to strategic planning. The County Aging and Disability Resource Center is about to embark on a needs assessment where they plan 3 years ahead, determine what kinds of services that they are either not providing enough of or could provide more based on community need. It will be a process with focus groups from various agencies and a fairly public survey to get people's views of current services and suggestions as to how to improve their services. So I'll be facilitating that process, helping them to manage meetings, to prepare the survey, to collect and analyze the data, and ultimately prepare a report for them, which they can then use for their statutory reporting purposes to say what's coming up in the period 2013 and 2016. It's about a 6-month process. It's promising to be a very involved process because they're looking at very widespread distribution of the survey. So there should be good data that comes out of it. The other is a classic strategic planning process. The Kenosha Public Museums have not done a strategic plan since 1999. And as you know, some things have changed there since 1999. In fact, all of their facilities have been developed since then without any guidance from the strategic plan. For 12 years, they've been very much in the project management role. They have not had any kind of strategic guidance at all. So I'm going to be working with the director, the newly appointed director, Dan Davis, and the members of the museum board, the foundation board, and the Friends board, as well as key staff, and going through the classic strategic planning process to come up with goals, objectives, actions, and so forth. And we're going to be making a particular effort to get all of the staff of the museums involved in that process directly. We all think it's important to do that because they have, I think, a lot to offer, which makes it a longer process, but I think it will be worth it. Again, it's a 6-month process, so these two will be working. I'll stop there because Kristen is
I put this on your tables. It's the Clean Organization Wellness Series. We have set most of the calendar for 2012. Steve and I surveyed the CAS is a monthly workshop, professional development for nonprofits, staff, board members, directors. And these are the topics that they decided they were most interested in learning about. You will see here under March, there is the United Way Community Wellbeing Report, which will be this. Steve and I have been working with United Way to look at the socioeconomic state of Kenosha County. and I will be able to talk a lot more about this in March when we are more towards the finished product.
Okay. Any questions from the committee? Again, you guys have done an excellent job of giving us information in about 20 minutes tonight. Hopefully next month we'll have a little bit longer time.
Would anyone else like me for spring regarding cooking?
No? Thank you.
Thank you.
So, you guys wanted like healthy people in March 2020. Does you guys get involved with that?
Okay, yeah.
Like the committee's meeting. Yeah, it is. I was there one for me.
Teddy, do you need this?
Have you noticed how many people we have here for supervisors tonight? Because did you hear from Dan? Did you hear from Dan at all?
No, I didn't.
He was at the meeting last night, so I don't know why he's not here tonight.
Maybe he forgot.
Did you mention it?
Maybe he forgot. Like, here.
I didn't
mention it to him. I just assumed that he knew.
Well, it just seems it seemed real odd this week. You know, they have the county board meeting, and this meeting is usually like a week apart.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll show up next Wednesday. Leave him alone.
Is that one not working?
Planning and Development to order. With us tonight, we have our Youth and Governance, Heather and Trina. Our County Board Supervisors, we have Supervisor Decker, Supervisor Gable.
Supervisor Kohlmeier, and I am the Chair of the Committee, Supervisor Brunig.
I also have on staff with me tonight is April Webb and Andy Bueller. So we will go ahead and just so that you know, April, we both have Supervisor Hallman and Supervisor Underhill are excused.
Okay, tonight at the Planning Development Extension and Education Committee on the second part dealing with planning and development items, we have two items. Both items were posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice on January 26th and January 31st, 2012. The first item is Richard E. Sr. and Carol Locker, 4505 79th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53142-4518 as the owner. Doug Hughes, 9124 262nd Avenue, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168 agent, requests a rezoning from R4 Urban Single Family Residential District to R4 Urban Single Family Residential District and C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 664-120-212-1000, located in northwest one quarter of section 21, township 1 north, range 20 east, town of Salem. As you can see, we have on the screen the map. The area of this property is outlined in purple, and the specific area is the little corner, which is on the southeast corner of the property along County Trunk Highway SA, just a little bit west of 271st Avenue.
that area is the request from R4 to C2, and Doug Hughes here is present to explain exactly what's happening.
Yeah, my name is Doug Hughes. I'm the chairman of the Camp Center Lake District. There is a spillway slash dam that's been deteriorating for years. I got an article from the DNR. It says, from an engineer with R.A. Smith, you're looking at a structure in very bad shape, and it's just a matter of time before something will have to be done. This goes back to October 26th of 1992. So it's been almost 20 years since an engineer says it's in very bad shape. We tried to get the county to take it over, the town to take it over. Obviously, no one wants responsibility of it, so it's a Lake District. At our annual meeting last summer, we got approval to take it over and build a new dam. Part of the process of building the new dam is that the DNR requires us to own both sides of the dam for maintenance purposes. We own one side currently, and we have a contract with the owner to purchase a 12 by 36 strip on the opposite side. So we're going to do a lot line adjustment. It's one of the many requirements that DNR requires for us to take it over.
Okay. Any questions from the committee? I know that I've been by it several times, and you know, we've talked about this for several years about who's going to take it over, and it's always been a big problem between the county, the town, and the Lake District. So I'm glad that it's finally being taken care of. Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? From the town.
For the town of Salem, approve the request of Richard and Carol Flocker for the rezoning at their town board meeting on January 9th, 2012. That was an O'Connell commit motion. Motion carried, aye. Supervisor Faber abstained due to a conflict of interest.
Thank you.
It is conflict, as he's not in the Lake District.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second. I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Gable. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous? Chair votes aye. It's approved.
Thank you.
Mr. Hughes, always a nice honor to see you.
Yes, you too.
Item number two is Mr. and Mrs. Herbert J. Robers, Roland and Bonnie Ludenko, and Raymond J. and Gloria M. Tenhagen as the lessors. Meyer Material Company lessee requesting a two-year renewal of a conditional use permit originally approved on March 13, 1996 for a gravel pit in the M3 mineral extraction and landfill district on the following tax parcel numbers: 954-219-291-0100, 954-219-291-0300, 954-219-291-0400, 954-219-292-0300, 954-219-292-0200, 954-219-293-0100, 954-219-293-0200, 954-219-293-0300, 954-219-293-0400, 954-219-294-0100. These parcels are located northeast, northwest, southeast, and southwest quarter of Section 29, Township 12 North, Range 19 East, Town of Wheatland. On the screen, you can see all these parcels outlined in purple, and the gravel pit main offices are on the southwest, and the mining activity is occurring more in the middle to the east, and we have Randy Willie here to explain how things are going out there.
Good evening. Randy Willie, manager of Environmental and Land Services. Again, we're seeking a two-year renewal. This is our sixth renewal. The economy has taken a devastating toll on the construction market in particular, of which we're a major supplier. I don't know when it's coming back, or there's a bit more activity in Wisconsin than we have down in Illinois, but we're seeking two additional years. And hopefully we'll get an early start this year. We went down last year, but we only ran about 3 months. We're anticipating that we'll probably get an early start this year, maybe late March or April, but depending on the economy, we could be shut down by August. That's pretty unfortunate, considering we used to be operating about 8 or 9 months a year. So we'll extend the life of the mine, hopefully not any longer than we can even imagine. But right now, we have about 8 years of reserves left of current sales rate.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? From the town.
Before going there, I just wanted to point out one item on the conditions of approval. Condition number 4, you can see since the beginning there has been a contract with HNTB to do monitoring of wells, and through this the contract was renegotiated working with Meyer Material, and you can see that that has been lowered down, that there hasn't been any incidences out there. There was a concern 2 years ago, and then further testing proved that there was not any concerns. But just wanted to indicate that that's something that's still going on out there, even though the cost of it is being reduced. It's still being monitored at 2 different times throughout the year. From the town, we have a letter dated February 8, 2012 from Town Clerk Sheila Siegler. The town of Wheatland, at their town board meeting January 23, 2012, approved the request of the properties in question for the 2-year renewal of the conditional use permit.
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit with the conditions, subject to the conditions.
Second. Yeah. Randy, have you read the conditions?
Yes, I
have. Okay, thank you. First by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Kohlmeyer. All in favor?
Aye.
Using governance?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. It's approved.
Thank you.
By the way, Randy, I'm very impressed with the way that the property has been reclaimed on that one side.
We are too. Kind of proud of
it. Okay. Any certified surveys?
No certified surveys.
Approval of the minutes?
Move to approve.
Second.
First by Supervisor Daigle and second by Supervisor Decker. All in favor?
Aye.
Using governance? Chair votes aye. The minutes are approved. Citizen comments?
Boy, it doesn't look like a lot.
Citizen comments are closed. Any other business allowed by law?
I have none.
Thank you, Mr. Bueller. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Gable. All in favor?
Aye.
Given governance?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.
I'm a proud of you. I'm proud of you.
That was your call?
I didn't even start at 7 o'clock.
It was 7:05.
So when did this bet go on?
Well, we had a county board meeting last night that was over 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
I think it was longer than 15 minutes.
It couldn't have been that much longer.
It was quick, though.
Yeah, I missed my nap.
You missed your nap?
Yeah, usually...